This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden says he's not giving up on reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, even as regional tensions flare. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president tomorrow will host leaders of the Indo-Pacific group known as the Quad at his Delaware home, including dinner at his old high school. The president spoke hours after Israel carried out strikes near Lebanon's capital against Hezbollah militants, raising fears the Gaza war could spread into a regional war.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
Asked if an Israel-Hamas deal may now be slipping away.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they